Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot and get back to your life. Take a shot, get back to your life.
Take a shot,
get back to your life. Take a shot, take a shot, get back to your life. Take a shot, take a shot, get back to your life.
A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we visited Morondoy, Benicia complained to Alonzo about the way he was neglecting her. He dropped her to a doctor's appointment and then called Sherry, who hung up the phone. Lucille and Cecil visited June and James and discussed the dangers of poor electrical wiring. June showed her Cecil's Facebook he was using to keep up to date on current affairs, and she immediately jumped to the conclusion that he was using it to communicate with women. Right now it's Emancipation Day in Morondoy.
Cecil! Wake up. It's after six. You have no right to be sleeping after the sun has risen.
Ah, Lucille, leave me alone.
What time did you come to bed? Were you up talking with women on Facebook?
Come off it, Lucille. I'm an old man. I need my rest.
It's Emancipation Day. You think our ancestors slept till 6:30? Get up!
I will get up when I'm ready, Lucille.
All right. Good enough.
What is she doing?
It is well.
Lucille!
With my soul.
Are you really doing this?
Is the Lord. It is well.
In a former life?
With my soul.
I must have been an evil man. All right, Lucille. I'm up.
Denzel looked at you, all decked out for emancipation.
I look okay, Auntie Myrtle.
Like an African prince.
Why, thank you.
Watch me, son.
So where are you off to?
I'm just gonna go meet some friends. Have a little emancipation celebration. You know, enjoy some metam and just chill. Mm-hmm.
So wait, you ain't eating home today?
Of course. I can't miss Auntie Myrtle cook up.
Mm-hmm. course, this Sarah putting in all the obstacles.
There's gonna be dinner when I come home this afternoon.
All right, just be careful out there, right, son?
Yes. Make sure you social distance, keep your mask on, and sanitize steady.
You know I always take my precautions.
Auntie Martha, later me, you're gonna go down to the community center. I hear they're sharing khaki and ampers for the elderly.
I want to throw on my outfit and look dashing like Denzel.
And I got a lovely head wrap I want to wear.
I'm sure both of y'all are going to look good. Excuse me, let me take this.
Let me start the cook up.
All right, let me come and help you, Auntie Martha.
Hello?
Cecil? Come see this.
What is it, Lucille?
Look what the neighbors are doing.
So this is what you are doing on this holiday? Spying on the neighbors?
But it looks like they are doing something illegal. Why does it look like he's titivating with the GPL meter?
It doesn't look so to me. Seems like he's just looking. People are allowed to look at their meters, Lucille.
But suppose he's trying to fix it. You know, tamper with it.
As far as I know, you cannot fix these new meters they installed during the power utility upgrade. It's a different system.
Some people will do anything.
Well, if you are that concerned, call GPL and report it.
I can't just call and I'm not certain what they're up to. I need proof.
Well, why don't you go over and ask them?
Really, Cecil?
You're concerned, aren't you?
So you want me to go over there to be verbally abused? You know how uncouth those people are.
That is why you should mind your own business, Lulu.
You realize that it's our responsibility as citizens to protect the work that GPL has done to improve our electricity supply?
I'm not disagreeing with that.
So, if we see someone doing something suspicious, we ought to be concerned and report it because we don't know how it will affect us all.
Look here, there are a few ways to contact GPL if you are so concerned. Call them on this number, 226-2600. You see here?
What am I looking at?
This is the GPL website. These are all the hotline numbers up here for all the different areas.
Oh.
The number for Demerara is 226-2600.
Let me write that down.
And you see when you come on the website here, a chat box pops up where you can chat with an agent.
Chat?
Yes, chat. And report any issues you are having.
How do you know these things, Cecil?
It's simple, Lucille. Look, GPL also has a Facebook page where you can message them.
Wait, so this is where you are meeting women?
Lucille, come on. How can I meet women on a company's page?
You still haven't told me who Ethel, Alberta, Priscilla, Ophelia Williams is? And why she made a comment under your photo?
That is what people do on Facebook. They comment, they like stuff, and they chat.
So you admit you're chatting with and liking women. You have become dotish and desperate for attention in your old age, Cecil.
Maybe it will be better if I jump into the grave instead of listening to your nagging all day.
Well, go jump. I will be the sorrowful widow. I will play my part exceptionally well.
Enough. I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
To see what is happening at the community center ground. Perhaps the sound of drums will calm or kill me.
I am coming with you. I heard they are sharing out conky and hampers for the elderly.
Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned.
Auntie Martha, look. Lucille is here.
Oh, I haven't seen her in a while. I heard that she wasn't going anywhere due to COVID.
Well, maybe she'll start walking again.
Look, let me go and say hello to her.
All right. I can just walk around a bit.
All right.
Good day, Catalina.
Oh, hi, James. Happy emancipation.
You look wonderful. Mm,
thank you.
Especially the head wrap.
Well, I was hoping somebody would notice, you know.
Yeah, it suits you.
Thanks.
So you and Mrs. Myrtle are celebrating emancipation?
Yeah, we really came for the conky. I didn't realize they would have a few people selling clothes on Soto.
Well, it's like a mini exhibition. You know, they couldn't do anything too big because of the COVID.
I understand that.
At least the community center ground is a big open space.
Yeah, good for social distancing with everything going on.
James?
Hi, Mr. Carter.
Catalina, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Carter.
James, I'm trying to hide from Lucille. She has been nagging me all day and I can't take it anymore.
Oh my.
I find myself at times begging the Lord to take me. Some days she's pleasant and others she's just ridiculous.
Well, that's Lucille for you.
All right. Yeah, please excuse me.
Okay, Catalina.
Take care.
You've got to hang in there, Mr. Carter.
I've had 2 shots of high wine so far today. She's driving me to the bottle.
You're at an age where you're supposed to be enjoying your life.
That is why I refuse to concede to her bullying. She's insisting that I delete my Facebook page, afraid that I am after women or they are after me.
Hmm. Are they?
Oh, come on, James. Who wants an old man like me?
You never know, Mr. Carter. Lots of nice big women would love to have you.
Well, in that case, let's see. Perhaps I would be rescued from Lucille.
Okay, come on, let's take a walk around, man. I will look out for her.
I'm telling you, James, before the day is out, I will need another shot.
Lucille, it's so wonderful to catch up with you.
Indeed it is, Myrtle.
We have to cherish these moments as big people.
You're telling me? Life is so different these days.
Who would have thought in our older years we would have been living through a pandemic?
But we must be grateful that we are still here.
Indeed.
So many of our friends have gone.
Yes, girl. Oh, yes.
Where has he gone?
Who?
Cecil. I'm not seeing him.
Oh, I'm sure he's somewhere around.
I have to keep an eye on him. He has been entertaining with women on Facebook.
What?
Even at our age, some women are desperate for attention. Never mind he's married.
But are you sure, Lucille?
There's one named Ethel, who left a comment on his picture.
Oh, but that is not evidence that he's involved with her.
What decent woman comments on another woman's husband's picture? I am telling you, Myrtle, I will find this Ethel.
Okay.
You have to demand respect from these desperate women.
Well, I am a woman without a husband. But I suppose...
Oh, there he is with that one, James. Cecil! Cecil! You see, Myrtle? He's ignoring me. Cecil!
Perhaps he cannot hear you over the noise.
Oh, trust me, he can hear me. And that one, James, it's just as rotten. I noticed he's talking to your niece earlier.
Yes, he and Catalina are friends.
Perhaps she needs to take a few pages out of your book and not flirt with married men.
But Lucille, I ain't gonna...
I will not have it. I'm not a fool. I know what I saw. James has made a fool of my daughter too many times and I will not sit and watch it happen again.
Trust me, Lucy. Catalina is not interested in James.
Well, perhaps you should tell her to stop acting like she does.
The voice of Diana has programming. Catalina, can you imagine Lucy? After going on and on about you wanting her son-in-law, she then went back to talking about Mr. Carter and how he's flirting with women on Facebook. I tell you, I feel so sorry for that man.
Auntie Martha, look, I've learned to ignore Lucille. She would never change.
Gosh, she can be so obnoxious.
Anyway, I had a lovely time. It was a good emancipation day, Auntie Martha. I'm going to call Alexis.
Okay.
Babes, I really had a great time with you today. Yeah. Relax. I promise you I'll tell them soon. You know I'm in love with you.
Denzel!
I'll call you back.
Who's who you in love with?
I ain't think you hear me right, Mommy.
You said you were in love with the person. Denzel, I heard you.
You'll know when the time is right, Mom.
Wait, I thought you said things didn't work out with your girlfriend. Y'all Starbucks seeing each other?
No, man. I started seeing somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't want to bring her around until, you know. Look, just give me some time.
Well, I want to meet her, okay? I need to know who got my son smiling like this.
Soon, man. I promise. Soon.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.